Hear you nothing that I say? You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
But now, thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken!
The second tip is go to bed early, you doofus. Because when you're sleeping, there's no lonely times. It's just dreams.
You have been kicked in the testicles.
Hey, Wendy.
Yeah?
Stan says you're a cunt. You're a cunt. Stan says you're a cunt.
Well, tell Stan to fuck off!
You're a continuing source of inspiration to him.
Human spider, that's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I need two men on this. That's what she said.
Oh! I killed it!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, a weekly podcast for all your nerdy needs, geeky garbage, and kitschy comedy. I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole. How you feeling, bud?
I'm feeling all right.
Yeah, sounded a little bit sick. Well, you said you were sick anyway.
I was sick. I felt like shit all week.
Was it real sick or were you just hungover?
No, it was everything.
All right.
Plus, everything out of every orifice.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Poor guy. Yeah. Was it the
flu? Even your vagina? There was things coming out of your vagina? Oh,
vagina leakage. Blowage.
What do you consider this? The flu?
No, just shitty cold.
A shitty cold. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sucks. Yeah. I had quite the experience at the Dirt Mall this week.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I'm not going to save it for movie reviews because I'll just review the movie itself. But we went there, and let me just say, you could store meat in that theater at the temperature.
It was that cold?
It was so fucking cold. Unbelievably cold. And we're sitting there shivering. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we're looking at each other. It's like, should we leave? Should we not leave? And we decided to stick it out because we really wanted to see the movie, which was The Last Showman. But, man.
The Last Showman. I don't even know.
With Logan, a.k.a. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
He's like a...
The Greatest Showman.
He's the Greatest Showman. Yeah. Anyway, so we left, and Tian said, should I say something to him? Should I say something? I'm like... If you want to, I guess we can make a stink. It is the Dirt Mall, after all. And she said, yeah, I'm going to. So she went up to the manager and she says, listen, it's fucking cold. But in, you know, Deanne's way of saying nice things. And the manager said, well, you know, we had two employees in there that didn't say anything. So it must have been okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah, well, because I guess two of the employees that worked there were attending the movie as well. I thought that's pretty fucked.
Yeah, if you get to see three movies, you don't bitch about the cold.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
And you know it's freezing in there, so you probably bring a blanket to your job.
Oh, exactly. They had mittens and a fucking hat and everything. So we had walked down the hall, and Deanne said, I really think we should say something. We should really get a refund for this. And I said, no, you can go back and ask. And they ended up, you know, giving us tickets to the movie, to the Dirt Mall again, so...
All right, cool.
We'll attend it again, I guess. You know?
It's just so cold in there.
It was fucking
cold. Must have really put up
man.
A stink the second time, though.
Well, we were all there. It's like, come on. Like, seriously. And not just for us, but for other patrons, right. You know, in the future. Like, seriously, this is ridiculous.
So you're a hero? You paved the way?
I hope so, because goddamn 45 degrees is fucking cold.
I was out in Deadwood this past weekend.
Yeah, birdie.
I was sending Elijah a bunch of pictures because we went to this place called the Celebrity Hotel. I don't think you would have cared as much. It's called the Celebrity.
Maybe.
It's called the Celebrity Hotel. I don't really give a shit about celebrities very much, but Shay's like the Batmobile's gonna be there. I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. I've already seen the Batmobile. I want to see it again.
Which
right?
one?
The old school one from 1966. The one
shit, we saw all of them.
Yeah, nice. Me and Elijah have seen all of them. But the one that I got to sit in before from the Adam West one.
Mm-hmm.
But so we get there, and I sent in Elijah pictures because there was shit that I thought he'd like. I sent him one of some shit that Arnold Schwarzenegger was wearing in True Lies. Because you like that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was some shit that some, I think the bad guys were wearing in Cliffhanger, like Dynamite Pack and, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, other stuff. The coolest shit was from Hook. I really like Hook, that old Peter Pan movie with Robin Williams.
You like Hook, but you don't like Jumanji.
Yeah, pretty much.
Interesting. Okay.
And then they had, like, prison uniform from the Shawshank Redemption. But if you look at it, like, the numbers are really close to Red's numbers, but they're not the same. Like, the numbers on the prison uniform. So it was probably just some extras uniform or something.
Right, right.
And then they had some crap from fucking Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen or something. I didn't care.
Was an actual Transformer? Was it Bumblebee?
They actually did have Bumblebee in there, in their car, in their car area. But I was like, I don't fucking care. Like, it looked like shit, too. Like, it wasn't. It didn't look very good. So remember when we went to Comic-Con and they were supposed to have the Batmobile, or Wizard-Con, and they were supposed to have the Batmobile, but they replaced it with Herbie the Love Bug?
I thought it was supposed to be the DeLorean.
Maybe it was that.
Okay.
But they didn't have the Batmobile there either.
No.
But so, yeah, they had Herbie the Love Bug. Mom, my mom's like, do you want me to get a picture of you like in front of that thing? I was like, Mom, I could have paid money to get a picture of with me
here they are.
In that, in Herbie the Love Bug. Timely. And now that I can get a picture of myself in front of it for free, I'm just not interested. So, no Herbie the Love Bug, but I did get to get a picture with Evel Knievel's stunt bike from 1984.
It was fucking Harley. Yep.
Fucking badass. Evel Knievel's a shit, man.
Do you have the fuck you of the week ready?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, play that.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
That goes
fuck
to Cole for not sending me any of these pictures. Cole, we went to the Guillermo del Toro exhibit.
I didn't think you would care about Cliffhanger and Last Action Here or not.
I love movie
True
props.
True Lies or
love
whatever.
Movie props.
Well, next time you go to Deadwood, go look for the Celebrity Hotel and go fucking find them yourself.
I see how it is.
You should come to Deadwood next time we go.
It sounds like a cool time.
Yeah.
You know, the thing was, you guys... We were all in Vegas together. You know that I don't gamble much.
Mm-hmm.
I did some drinking and shit. We played shuffleboard. There was a place with free shuffleboard, so that was fucking cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I was just kind of hanging out, just chilling out, looking at shit. I really wasn't. I was just getting fucked up and not really gambling at all. My pop was gambling hardcore.
So let's hear this story. Did you get the details?
I kind of forgot. Like, he told me what happened, and then I was really drunk, and then I forgot. And then I kind of, as the week went by, I kind of really remembered what happened. Mm-hmm. So he was playing slots all week, and he was playing on dollar machines. And so on the dollar machines...
Rich guy over here.
He was putting in, he'd go, all in all 5 credits. You can do, five credits max at a time or whatnot.
That's $5 a pop.
So he won on the dollar machine. He won $100 plus the $20 that he put in. And then he wins $100. He's all happy, right? And then he leaves and he comes back 5 minutes later and it's all gone. What happened? He goes, well, I went to a different machine and I was pressing max credits on it and I didn't realize it was the $5 machine. So max credits is $25 a pop.
Boom, boom, boom.
He went $100 and he lost it all in 5 minutes.
Could you imagine, though, if he would have hit something on that?
It would have been good, but it was actually pretty funny.
Poor guy.
I won a lot. Well, it's $100-some on pennies, the lowest I could go, it just jing, jing, jing. The thing just kept going around. Shit. It was like a jackpot. If I had done a max, which probably would have been a quarter.
Yeah, you'd have been still, a millionaire.
There's
a $1,000 error.
My littlest brother brought a friend of his along. And what's that kid's name? Mike. Mike goes and plays... one of the machines in one of the casinos. It was one of those ones with the gigantic machines. This one was called Big Bertha.
Nice.
Were you sitting in the chair?
He didn't sit in the chair because basically you kind of have to walk from that end of the fucking thing to over here.
Sniff.
No, I don't want to.
Sniff. No, he needs to sniff. So that's how you get your farts out.
So anyway, so he puts $1 into Big Bertha and it fucking gave him $65.
Bertha.
Yeah. Cool. Then he didn't know how to cash out, so he accidentally spent $2 more, and then I finally showed him how to cash out. So
if you win like that, you just leave it and you walk away.
Yeah, that's what I do. dude, the only thing that really kind of stunk was, the weather was awesome. My brother broke the snowmobile he was on by accident. He broke the belt on it, so we needed to get help with that. That stunk. That was closer to it getting dark time. I was worried about getting back in time before
whoops
before we were stuck out on these fucking trails in the mountains in the Black Hills where we didn't know where the fuck we were. Then the next day he broke the fucking the binding on his snowboard, so I had to go rent a snowboard for the rest of the day, so that kind of sucked. But the only thing that really actually kind of sucks about the snowboarding or anything was like these fucking new skiers, like the ones who they don't do the pizza wedge anyway. You know, do you know what that means, the pizza wedge?
If you pizza fry. Wedge french fry, you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah, okay, so you get it. Yeah, the pizza wedge is when you make your skis look like a shape of pizza, so you go slowly down the mountain. Well, there are these kids who just like finally figured out how to french fry so they can go fast, but they just go in a straight fucking line, just bombing it down the hill like 100 miles an hour instead of kind of carving back and forth. So I'm carving back and forth down this fucking hill.
Are you skiing or boarding?
I was boarding.
Okay.
I was carving back and forth, and you're looking down the hill. You don't look behind. You know, you kind of look behind you to make sure, you know, you're not going to you're not going to run into anybody. But all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, these fucking kids will be just, like, be bombing out of nowhere, just, like, right next to you, 2 feet away. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? They're going to give me a goddamn concussion. I wasn't wearing a helmet for sure. I really should have been.
You should have just taken those kids out, just like slid into them.
Well, that's
shit.
The worst thing is they all got helmets and shit. If I hit them, they're fine. They hit me, I'm fucked. So, yeah, I've had enough concussions over the last fucking 5 years. I don't need any more.
So that's why you get mad at me when I talk about CTE, because it's close to home too.
No, just because you bring it up all the time.
Okay.
All right.
So, we got some news.
Yeah.
Give us the news.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
Just we could get a fork for you, bud.
I know, that'd be nice.
It's gonna, your fingers are gonna smell like shit. He opened up those scallops that those canned scallops I bought
last week.
Chew away from the mic, dude. I don't, those are gross.
Oh, yeah. It smells like vagina over here.
Stop it.
That's just your breath, Taylor.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay,
so Ringo Starr and Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees are gonna be knighted by Great Britain, dude.
Okay, yeah,
fuck that, man.
Why?
Okay, knights, right? You're like defenders of the kingdom or some shit, right? So what do they got? Ringo Starr, Barry Gibb, fucking Paul McCartney, Elton John are the protectors of Great Britain.
No, there's another one, I think,
fucking Madonna.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that old bitch is going to fucking,
hey, fucking repel the enemy. Ass.
That dude will repel the Nazis.
So I got some bad news.
What's that?
So apparently the Golden Globes were last night. We're recording this on Monday. So last night, Golden Globes were there. And I guess Oprah Winfrey gave a beautiful speech from what I hear. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But people are already talking about a presidential run in 2020. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, man, it's supposed to be The Rock.
I mean, it's like, what the fuck? Like, why can't we just have a fucking
person who is actually in politics and fucking,
please, that's all I'm asking for. I mean, I'm sick of the reality era. I really am. I mean, god damn it. So, I mean, kudos to Oprah for a good speech, whatever, but fuck. No, no, no on presidential run, please.
Oh, that's pretty fishy smelling, man. Eliza, you got some news?
Yeah. Okay. Stanley's bank account got swindled.
What?
Really?
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Originally, it was like $300,000. Dollars, like, somehow taken out of his bank account. And then it got
dropping the bucket
weirder because, more recently it was, thrown out as $850,000 of Stanley's dough. And somebody bought a condo in, West Hollywood.
Do you think it was actually just Stan Lee and he forgot about it?
No, because, like, yeah, neither Stan nor his financial team had approved it. It was some checks that were forged.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Freaking crazy balls.
They can't figure out who it is by who bought the fucking condo?
Russians, oh, I'm sure they'll figure it out.
All right. A man in Kansas was shot and killed by police last week. He was swatted by some fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
And the piece of shit was trying to get swat some other asshole. Not the guy who got killed.
Right.
And the reason he wanted to swat the original guy was over a $2 bet on a fucking video game.
Do you know what swatting is, Elijah?
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's okay, bullshit.
So apparently this guy had made an appearance on Keemstar. He's a video game YouTuber.
Well, that's not the guy who got killed.
No. But the guy on the podcast was the guy doing swatting. Okay. This particular guy. And he was just talking about... He's a fucking piece of shit. I don't understand this. I don't get it. I don't fucking understand
it. How is that shit not illegal? You're wasting the cops' time.
It's hugely
totally illegal.
But now this guy is probably going to get charged with manslaughter.
Good.
For this guy getting killed.
Fuck
which
that
is...
guy. Yeah, I don't necessarily endorse man rape, but I hope he gets man raped in prison. So fuck that guy.
Jesus Christ.
What, you don't like me talking about man rape
no,
in prison?
No, I like it. I like it. It's great. You guys are into protesting and all that jazz?
Sure.
So
it sounds like it's going to be some effort.
DC fans, which is like you guys, cosplayed and went to protest outside of, I believe it was, who's the director? Zack Snyder's offices.
Okay.
Stating that they want the release of Zack Snyder's cut of Justice League.
Didn't he already say he didn't have a cut of it?
I don't know. That's what these fans were pissing and moaning about.
Oh, fuck these pussies.
What?
Fuck them.
Well, maybe they want their thing. They want the Zack Snyder release.
So what?
I thought the movie was fine. I did.
It wasn't a great movie. It was like Star Wars. It wasn't a great movie, but it wasn't awful.
If anything, like, it's going to be worse if it's just Zack Snyder's.
It's going to be longer. Take. Maybe they want a longer film. I don't know. Bigger, longer, and uncut. You know, I didn't realize that was a dick joke.
That's kind of what I was going to say. Are you talking about my dick?
Like, it was sort of an epiphany. We were talking about South Park's game, The Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, that's good. But I'm like, bigger, longer, uncut. Holy shit, that's a dick joke. I had no idea. In other news.
Jodie Foster doesn't like superhero movies.
Why?
She's comparing films to these films as hydraulic fracking.
What?
Right. Oh,
they're bad for the environment?
Exactly.
They're going to ruin the world?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Going to movies has become like a theme park. Studios making bad content in order to appeal to the masses.
Wait, what's wrong with theme parks?
It's like fracking. You get the best return right now, but you wreck the earth.
Yeah, but... Okay, I would agree with her there.
Uh-huh.
But some of the best films that I've seen in the last couple of years have been... indie films and films that fly way under the radar. So is she saying that we need to start putting our dollars into in? But seriously, okay,
I'm sure everything's being taken out of context here.
A movie like one of the best movies I saw this year, Three Billboards Outside of Edinburgh, Missouri, whatever it is. The budget of that, I'd love to see the budget of that compared to, let's say, I don't know. The Thor movie, but my question
is, doesn't mean that good movies aren't being made.
Yeah,
it's just that they're. It's like, who the fuck asked you anyway, bitch? Like, what? There's other shit out there. If you don't like fucking superhero movies, don't fucking go to them.
That's, I don't understand.
Fucking whiner.
But see, that's to me, like, that's what she's getting at. Because these movies are being made, that they're sapping the resources of. And destroying the industry, I don't
fuck that. His best movies this year that he's seen was Get Out and It and a bunch of other shit that wasn't superhero movies. He likes he likes superheroes movies, but he says the best shit he said seen this year wasn't even that.
I'm afraid Jodie Foster can fuck off, even though she did direct one of the best episodes this season of Black Mirror.
She did, huh?
I will say that she can fuck off for this statement.
Yeah, good.
Well, we'll get back into that. Bright sequel is announced by Netflix.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And Will Smith and Joel Edgerton are to return.
Yeah, Max Landis won't be returning on that shit. He's the guy who wrote it. He's that guy I really like, too.
Right.
Or I think he's funny, anyway.
Other news, Ridley Scott had said there's no reason Alien shouldn't be on the same par as Star Wars. Or Star Trek for fans. You know, like the same level.
Nah. They're awesome.
Really good movies, but yeah, it's not like they didn't. I don't know. I just didn't. When you watch those movies, when you watch Star Trek, when you watch Star Wars, you're immersed in a world. It's the like thing, I want to go there.
The thing is that kids get hooked on Star Wars as children. A lot of people don't see Alien and shit until they're like 13 or older.
Right.
So that you don't have that fucking nostalgia that you would have, you know.
Right.
But even with Star Trek, they put you in this world, and it's like I want to be there. But when you talk about like. It's so dreary.
You don't want the alien.
I don't want a chest popper, a chest burster coming out of my stomach. I mean, come on.
Really?
I don't want to be there.
Why not?
Deadpool
yeah.
2
uh-huh.
will not, this was the TJ Miller news, not be casting TJ Miller in the new movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got in some trouble.
But they say, the studio's saying it has nothing to do with the allegations. So it's like, you're fucking full of shit.
Right.
I mean, it's fine that you want to, you know, X him out of it, but you can just say it. It's fine. Nobody cares. Does anybody even like that guy?
He's okay. He's got some shit that he's funny in, but he's got some other shit that is like he was really funny
he's
in Deadpool 1.
He's kind of coming around for me again.
Yeah.
I liked him at the beginning.
Of his career?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then probably for the most part, I didn't. And now he's starting to kind of make a circle back around.
There's something I want to talk about him in later on tonight that I just did not find him very funny in. But
right.
I find him funny more often than not when he's in shit. But it's never like I go to a movie because he's in it.
Right. He's just there.
Yeah.
Just Star there. Wars: The Last Jedi passed $1 billion mark.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
That's amazing.
I know.
I'm excited for that. Because I saw it again this week. Oh, yeah.
All right. People like Taylor.
Yep.
All right, guys. What else we got for news?
I think that's it.
Thanos. The bro, Mad Titan.
The bro.
In the comic books. Uh-huh. If you know, he's obsessed with death. Yes. He's infatuated with...
He wants to fuck it.
Death is an death actual as... character, and it's a chick, and he really... Really does want to fuck with it.
Right. It's like the embodiment of death. His name Thanos comes from thanatology, the study of death. So last month, they did an issue of this ongoing Thanos series. Issue number 14, after meeting a version of himself from a million years in the future, Thanos, the older one, tries to have a moment with his younger self. And it reminds his younger... self that he did have a mother, Susan Sarandon.
Susan.
That's the study of suicide. Right
before she died, she named her purple nurple people eater guy
Thanos.
Not Thanos, but Dion.
Okay.
Weird. Dion.
All right.
D-I-O-N-E.
Dion?
Dion?
I don't know. I have no thoughts on this.
Nothing?
Not really.
Dion?
They always give weird... Okay, it's just basically a regular name with a dumb spelling.
Yeah,
it would have been cooler if it was Dijon.
Dijon.
All right, Dijon. So that's it.
All right.
I guess. No good lines for that. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
basically my sports news.
He only likes some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only likes soccer when they yell and go. The sports be cool. Don't shit your shorts. It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Taylor, was your mic on?
No.
Dude, because like you were whistling, and I swear from that far away, like 4 feet away, I could hear your whistles in the background.
Thank you.
Hey, I ran into that guy the other night, Saturday night.
Romeo?
Yeah, he did some karaoke.
Can we just get this fucker on the podcast? We talk about every motherfucking week. Just all right, get him on here.
I got two bits of sports news, so
Cole,
let's get
make that
this.
Happen, all right?
So the other night, wild forward Nino Niederreiter, who had been injured on injured reserve since December 23rd, he returned Thursday and recorded his second ever hat trick against the Buffalo Sabres. He did this in 23 minutes. He did it 3 minutes into the second period.
Wow.
His first hat trick was also against the Buffalo Sabres. It was 4 below in St. Paul. So a lot of the hats that got thrown onto the ice were like knit stocking hats. that weren't like baseball caps or nothing.
Hashtag worth
it. And some of the people actually refused to toss their hats just because it was so fucking cold out.
Go buy another fucking hat.
That's funny. That's fucked up.
Go buy another hat.
For Taylor's team, the San Jose Sharks. The other night, less than 1 second into a game, a fight broke out between
Joe Thornton.
Some dude and Joe Thornton. Taylor, tell Elijah what is the most distinguishing feature about Joe Thornton's face.
He's got quite the beard.
He's got a really long beard.
Good. Yeah.
So when the other guy tried to grab for his jersey, accidentally grabbed his beard, and he knocked the fucking dude down, and the dude fell with like a whole fistful of beard hair. Yeah. And then that guy's on the ice, and the refs break it up, and the guy like opens up his fist and just beard hair all over the ice. Less than 1 second in the game.
For one, the dude had a mean beard.
Yeah.
Two, got knocked the fuck out.
No, he knocked the other dude out. He didn't even knock the other dude out. He just knocked him down.
So the guy that fell had a fistful of his beard. Oh.
And he just ripped that bitch out.
That's
awesome. There's a picture of him after the game. This half of his face looks all nice, and then the left half of his face looks all choppy and chunky and shit.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
That is.
That's what you get for growing your beard that long, you dumb fucker.
Well, you know, I mean.
All right.
But the guys were actually passing it around. They're like, they had this chunk of beard. And they ended up, here it is. There's a little less fun. Little less fluff for the Jumbo's beard after last night's event. They got it in a plastic bag. It says for the boys.
A lot of teams like to save the pucks that they shoot into the goal.
Hey, well, you know, Joe was throwing down for the boys, so.
That's pretty much all I got for sports, because I didn't watch shit. I was out of town, and when I got back, I had TV to catch up on, so.
Cool. Whoa.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Boy, yeah!
Taylor, you got this one, don't you?
WWE?
No, the New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Chris Jericho faced off against Kenny Omega, and I want to watch the match. Haven't been able to. Robbie has it on his DVR. Maybe we should just go crash over there. And
the thing I heard about it was like when Jericho was signed to this match with Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom 12, it was supposed to be a one-off match. It turns out he's going to be doing a few more matches for New Japan. But people expected he was going to kind of do the part-timer thing, come in and do a five-minute match, and it was over. He went 35 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
And he went 35 minutes, and apparently it was a very, very, very good match. So yeah, hats off to Jericho.
A lot of the heel moves were going on, you were saying. He walked in the ring, I guess, and fingered the whole crowd.
Yeah. they said he was pulling out every trick in the book to just get the crowd against him. He was beating on Kenny Omega, and Kenny would be down on the ground, and then he would act like he was going to hit him with a chair, but then instead he would just sit in the chair and act like, fuck this, I'm too good to actually fucking give a shit.
Wow.
Good. But, yeah, like you said, I heard it was a great match. Maybe match of the year. We'll have to watch it, though.
I doubt it was match of the year. They said Omega did just fine, but, you know, Jericho's a little old, so.
This was on, what, Sunday?
Thursday at 4 in the morning. Thursday. You know, because the match happened in Japan.
Oh, what was that, January 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're already claiming that might be the match of the whole year?
Yeah. No, Taylor's wrong.
We'll see. I don't know. I haven't even watched it. I'm just saying maybe.
All right.
Well, listen, there's a lot of shitty pay-per-views coming up here this year for WWE. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll fucking see.
Well, they're not going to do Great Balls of Fire, so.
Thank fucking God.
Anyway, so I didn't watch Raw, I didn't watch SmackDown, neither did Taylor. That was pretty much it for wrestling for now.
Well, did you want to talk about I'm going to spoil it for you.
What's that?
The whole Bullet Club thing.
I know what happened.
Okay.
I don't really.
You care?
I do, but I didn't care enough to go watch the entire fucking thing.
Gotcha.
So Finn Balor and Gallows and Anderson joined back up to reunite the club, and
cool. It's
big news to people.
That is
but
awesome.
It's just not.
Yeah, I don't care.
We'll
don't
see how shit. It goes.
Let's move on.
You're not doing
it. Oh, the Slayer thing, no, or what is this? No, a duck?
Here you go.
It's a wolf kiss. We had wolf to kiss. Kisses.
What?
Yep.
It's adorable.
That's gross.
It's gross. All right, so some people died this week. Cole's real upset about it. He said, get a song, Taylor, and note. And it better not be the bagpipes. So, Taylor, here we go.
Taylor, this one's just for you. Thomas S. Monson. former president of the Mormon Church and a prophet, seer, and revelator is dead at 90. This is the second prophet, seer, and revelator we've done in less than 6 months. So
yeah, it has. This guy was the big honcho, though.
So the Mormon Church is just kicking its leadership down the casket.
I really feel bad, though. I mean, this guy was, I don't know, he was in really bad shape. Like, I think dementia.
Okay.
Right. Like,
so, I don't know.
Okay.
Who else died, Cole?
Sue Grafton. She died actually before the last podcast, but my notes were all fucky, so I couldn't find it. Sue Grafton was the author of The Alphabet Mysteries. You ever walk into a bookstore and you see some shit like A is for alibi, or like, I don't know, fucking, I don't know, M is for murder, or M is for malice.
What's R for?
Revenge, I think. I don't know. G is for gumshoe. Yeah, M is for malice. The only one that didn't have something was X. It was just called titled X. But she,
extreme.
She wrote 25 of these novels. She died one short. She just missed Z. She got all the way up to Y and shit.
How old are these things?
They're not all that old. She's been doing them for, like, I think she started in the early 90s, and she just put out her last one, Y, not too long ago.
How long are these books?
They're fairly thick. They're different. When I worked at Walden Books, I was working, I think, three jobs at the time, and Walden Books was one of them. It was my favorite one. It's fucking awesome.
Was that in the mall?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Motherfuckers would come in here buying that shit up. Like, these, like, ladies love these fucking books. And she wrote 25 mystery novels, each starting with the letter of the alphabet. This chick is gangster. She never sold film or television rights to any of these books or any of the series, and she threatened her children. She said in an interview she would haunt her children if they ever sold the rights after she died.
That is awesome,
dude. She missed out by one. She only didn't get Z done, and she had a title for all of them before she ever started. I can't remember.
Zookeeper.
Yeah, for the zookeepers.
I don't know.
Huh. But yeah, so that chick was awesome.
I had no idea this was a thing.
Yeah, man. You can go into any bookstore and you can go into the fiction section, like I think the mystery section. She has a big fucking chunk of it.
At least 25.
Taken up.
At least
25. Well, and they always double up on the books because they know they're going to sell.
Wow.
John Young died at 87 of pneumonia. He was the longest. He had the longest career of all astronauts, U.S. astronauts. Oh. I don't know about Russian ones.
Fuck them.
Only person to pilot and command four different types of spacecrafts, starting with the Gemini spacecrafts, then the Apollo shit, then the Apollo lunar modules, and then finally the space shuttle. He piloted all four of those. He was the first person to smuggle a sandwich into space. It was a corned beef sandwich.
And Good choice.
And he got into a bunch of trouble with the U.S. House of Representatives because of that. These bitches had the fucking nerve to say he cost the taxpayers millions of dollars because he interrupted, like, space mealtime or some bullshit. Fuck them.
Pull it out of his pocket, like, oh, by the
dude,
way.
Dude, all it cost was awesome. Him, like, fucking, I don't know, $7 at the deli or some shit.
Where do you think he hit it?
He probably keistered it. Keistered his corned beef. Dude, that guy's fucking awesome, too.
That is badass.
Never heard it referred to as keistered before. I like it.
That's an old-timey term. Wow, Cole.
So if I were to say, Cole, I'm going to keister you later.
You ain't putting me up your ass. Actually, there's one part of me you can put up your ass.
Because he cusses all the time. If he could use terms like keister.
I think I've been doing pretty good on not swearing today. Last week, oh man, I listened to that podcast.
Last week, the week
back.
Before,
the
I ran into
two.
A guy who listens to our podcast. He says, sounds like Cole uses the F word for a crutch.
Dude, I was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago is because I was drinking. Last week, I have no idea what the hell was going on there. Yeah.
Any more for death?
No, that was about it.
Did you know Dick Van Dyke had a brother?
Yeah, he died. I didn't give a shit.
Oh, come on. This guy played Luther on Coach.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a show I only watched about three episodes of ever.
Man, I like that show. So I watched him all the time. Luther, the dumbass, the assistant to Coach. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died at 86.
If it were Dick Van Dyke himself, I'd be talking about it.
Right, right.
His brother, man.
But I guess the joke would have been he got 86.
Oh, yeah, that's a good joke, too. I forgot.
I know, it didn't feel as good.
As far as dying...
If you weren't shitting on it the whole time.
As far as dying businesses go, Sears and Bismarck is going out of business, and all I can say is, fuck you, bitches.
Good riddance.
Yeah, what? Good riddance.
I love that place.
Man, we took my...
When's the last time you shopped there?
When's the last time you tried to get maintenance done there, dude?
On what? Your car?
On your vacuum.
Your
dude, you take a vacuum in, and then they give it back to you, and it's still broken. Then you bring it in... And then they take the bag out and tell you that it's fixed, but it doesn't have a bag in it, and it's still broken when you buy a new bag and put it in there. And then you take it back, and now it's been like 3 or 4 months, and you're pretty mad. And then you take it down to J&R Vacuum, and they fix it 5 minutes, and they do it for free, and they're awesome, and they give you a free bag. So, yeah, Sears can bite my big one, dude.
Wow.
You okay there, dude? What the heck? Are you going to go from pneumonia, too?
I did want to podcast last night, man.
Popping up a lung.
Oh, man, I got some chunky monkeys, like, up in that shit. Sucks.
All right, so we're we're done with the dead celebs, or do you guys got any businesses you want to make fun of? Taylor, you had some TV that you wanted to talk about this week, didn't you?
Yes.
You want to turn...
there we go.
Turn it up?
Put the microphone closer to your face.
Oh, in my face. Yeah, okay. There you go. Okay. I want to talk about Black Mirror, guys, because...
oh, my God, Black Mirror. Oh, how many jisms?
Four.
How many episodes did you watch?
How many were there? Six?
Six.
So I probably watched six.
Okay. I haven't, and I don't care if you guys spoil it, because I might watch it and I might not.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You will.
It's such a good fucking show.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
The first episode was called USS Callister.
Right, right.
And the guy takes the consciousness.
That was the one last week. You were like, oh, my God. The whole Star Trek intro.
It was fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Very much fucked.
It was good.
It was great.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's great. Oh, man. Loved it. And then the second episode was called Archangel. And that was the one directed by Jodie Foster.
Okay.
And that one was fucked as well. Like, they just can't get away from fucking your mind, man.
Right.
This one dealt with, like, what the fuck is this music?
I don't know. It's just like stupid background music.
I like it.
Here, wait. I got a better one for you.
Keep episode three now.
Episode three, which was, episode two dealt with, like, technology that enabled a parent to monitor what their kid could see.
Right.
So it was like this implant that they could block... disturbing images and all this stuff. The father ends up having a heart attack, and at the funeral, they block the little girl from seeing emotion in people. So she gets really fucked up that way, where she doesn't know how to read people and how to interact with individuals like that. Man, was that crazy.
It was.
I mean, and it got to the point where at the end, she finds out that her daughter had sex. Okay, and she's like, you know, in her adolescence now, in her teenage years, and she finds out that she has sex and that she's pregnant. So she ends up giving her an emergency contraceptive, but I guess that caused some controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And she aborted the fetus. And she had no idea. It's like, what the fuck? You know, like the mom just crushed this pill up and put it in her drink or whatever, and that was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So it was one of those things where not only did it fuck up the kid, it also fucked up the mom because she wasn't able to parent the child the way you should parent, you know, like took away that ability because mm-hmm. she used that as a crutch.
As a crutch.
What was episode three, Elijah?
Crocodile.
This one I didn't care for.
A woman interviews various people using a device that allows her to access their memories.
Mm-hmm. This was just a really roundabout way to tell the story. And then at the end, she just kills everybody.
Right,
which was just weird.
Hang the DJ.
This one I liked. This was a lot of people's favorite for the season, but I don't know. It's
not my favorite. It was okay. But it was a good one.
It was okay. And it had to do with like dating and online dating and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, eh, it was okay.
Metalhead.
That was probably... I think I rated this one...
Post-apocalyptic landscape of the Scottish moors. Mm-hmm. A woman attempts to survive the land full of dogs.
This one, to me, was one of my favorites. And it was the way that it was shot. I like how they went black and white with it. Cole, it was really gritty. As you know.
I hate that word.
But, I mean, I liked it because it was a thriller. And it was almost like an homage to an old horror movie with it having modern technology. And mm-hmm. I really, really enjoyed that aspect of it. So, I don't know. Metalhead, a lot of people didn't like that one. It was one of my favorites this season.
I liked it. I liked it. I really did like them all.
Oh, I did too.
But, and this last one too, I really
Black,
liked.
Black Museum?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Was this an amazing one?
Woman enters a black museum where the proprietor tells his stories relating to the artifacts, which... Oh, creepy. It's just the music from it.
It is. It is, because... This song,
yes,
I don't know. It's very haunting.
It is,
but this song has appeared throughout the series. It appeared first in the episode. What was it called? Where they had to buy the credits.
I don't remember.
It had the guy from Get Out, if I'm not mistaken. And that girl ends up going on to that singing competition. Okay. And she sings this song. It also appeared in the White Christmas episode, and it also appeared in this last episode as well. But Black Museum. Which was your favorite of the tales? To me, it had to be the drug one, where the guy was experiencing the pain of the others, the doctor, and he got hooked on it. Then he starts slicing himself up because he wants to experience the pain and that he rush.
Cuts off his nose,
but he can't because it's the fear that makes it. You know, that gives it that edge. And God damn it!
Yeah. That was intense.
It was. It was really fucking good, too.
That was like a Tales from the Crypt typed up episode. That was good.
I like the actor in it, too. I like that guy that was the proprietor of the museum. I liked him. But they dealt a lot. In this season, they dealt a lot with the consciousness of people, you know? And I really find that fascinating. And the ethics of it. Because in the USS Callister, he had taken... the DNA from his coworkers and taken a copy essentially of their consciousness and who they are as a person and put it in the computer.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's just a program. It's just a bunch of numbers. Is that
murder?
Or is that really anything? But it's fucked, man.
I don't know. You'd think there would... Like, that could never happen, realistically. That couldn't. Because, like, there would be ethics. There would be people. Once you realize that, like, see a program... react like that. Wow, it's almost like another entity. We just copy this.
Are we almost there though with artificial intelligence?
I hope so. I really do. I do. I hope we're like fucking crazy and shit, because I think it was like Stephen Hawking who was like, you guys should probably chill the fuck out when it's coming to creating artificial intelligence, because this shit will come alive and take over goddamn everything you've built. Please do it. I just want to be, I won't be the John Connor, but I might be the Kyle Reese. Where
you'd
I get to go back in time.
You'd be the
and,
Sarah Connor.
Right, and fuck somebody. Maybe I have to, maybe not, I don't want to go back in time for her, but if it was somebody else.
All right. So.
Speaking of this sort of stuff, Netflix dropped a bunch of cars, comedians in cars getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
and I watched the Bill Burr.
Why is that? Why is that on there? Is Crackle still a thing, or is that over with? Was Crackle dead?
Maybe he's
no, because
all that
yeah,
stuff
was
released on Crackle.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I watched the Bill Burr episode, and he talks a lot about like the post apocalyptic thing and how he's waiting for it. You know, he's ready for it. He's learning how to fly a helicopter so he can fly out of the shit.
That's about that.
That's pretty funny. It was entertaining. So I'd recommend, if you're into Jerry Seinfeld and to the people that he has on there, check it out.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, but that was pretty much all I had to say was, hey, it's on Netflix now. You can watch it on Netflix. So Runaways episode 9 came out on Hulu. We get it's a Hulu original or whatnot. We get some backstory on why Molly has super strength. As a young girl, she got exposed to this alien rock. We figure out who killed her parents, and it's episode 9, and they still haven't run away yet. Oh. So what the hell? I don't know. Somebody better start running away, otherwise they gotta change the name.
Are all their powers from different situations?
One of them has technology-based stuff. The other one, her parents are genealogists, and she somehow has a psychic link with the dinosaur. One is actually born from an alien or has alien parents. Another one got the powers from the rocks that the aliens are digging up. And somebody doesn't have powers at all. Oh, and another one got, like, witch powers. I don't know, through sorcery or something. I don't know. That's all I had to really say about that.
Cool.
Start running away, because it's false advertising. Lucifer returned from its season break with its second flashback episode this season. It wasn't as good as the first flashback episode. That was the one where the guy was in his own private hell. But this one was still pretty solid.
Yeah.
It was really good. Just dealt with the main characters in their flashback and how they kind of all sort of were working around each other, but not really with each other before they kind of met each other. Then the Netflix original called The End of the Fucking World. It's a really weird show.
Haven't started it.
It's a really weird show. It's kind of like a Diet Coke version of Dexter and a Sugar-Free Girl Interrupted. Okay. And like it's coming of age story, but with murder and great dry British sense of humor. And I don't know. I think it's all filmed in England. Maybe it's Australia. I can never tell the difference.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, English people who listen to us, because I know there's like two of you. I can understand what the actors are saying, so that's important, because I can't understand what the heck they're saying on The Office, on the British version of The Office.
Uh-huh.
Everyone's like, oh, the British version is better. It's like, you don't know what the hell, you don't know what's going on. Like, you American who's pretending that you can understand Limey.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I don't know. It's like a nicer version of Natural Born Killers. It's good. You're going to like it when you start watching it. And that's what I got for TV.
All right.
Oh, should yeah. Agents movie? Of S.H.I.E.L.D. I forgot. That was
Agents
real,
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It was really awesome, and they murdered a bunch of people. A lot of characters died. One was a surprise. The rest I wasn't too surprised by, but I was like, what the heck? They got rid of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. That main Skrull. No. Are they Skrulls? Not Skrulls.
The Kree. The Kree. They didn't kill the main Kree ain't dead.
What? I thought he cut his throat.
No, she cut his throat, but he ain't dead.
Got him.
Yeah, that dude got messed up too. But yeah, he ain't dead. I was talking about Tess, the pilot of that one ship that they go and get stuff from space in. Okay,
That happened this last episode.
She's a pilot. She's a black chick. They met her in like the first or second episode of this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead.
Huh.
Yeah. They hung her. And it says, like, and they put a sign on her. It said, like, tell us where the inhuman is or some shit.
Tell us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, goddamn.
All right.
Anybody watch any movies?
Yeah.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars.
Welcome to this Grand Illusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Hey, Taylor, why don't you ever sing along with us?
Because I sang this once already.
Well, you're no fun.
Yeah, I went to the movie theater 4 times this week.
Cool.
And the one time it was cold.
Yeah, the one time it was
cold. And then the other time
you've
seen Star Wars, so we don't need to hear about that again.
Nah, we won't. So the other 4 times. Oh, no, I guess it was. Yeah. Wait. I don't know what I saw that time. The 31st. Oh, wait. So it would have been Disaster Artist. Okay. So the four movies I saw were Disaster Artist.
Spoil it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I will. I don't know. Disaster Artist, All the Money in the World, Father Figures, and The Greatest Showman.
Oh, no one gives shit. Spoil the shit out of it.
What? Yeah. All of them?
Yeah.
No, The Greatest Showman. Spoil okay. that one.
Well, let's start with the first one that I saw was Disaster Artist.
Don't spoil this one.
I won't spoil it. Get your expectations in the right area. That's all I got to say. Because with a cast like Franco's, because there's two of them, and all of like the comedians that were in this, like Seth Rogen and all the side characters, I really thought this was going to be a really funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. There were funny parts and funny aspects of it, but this was a biopic.
That really bothers me when they make trailers that make it seem like it's going to be a comedy. Because that really sounded like it was going to be a comedy movie.
Now, we're going to do that sometime. We're going to talk about like trailers that we've seen.
Uh-huh.
And the movie was completely different.
Not that that's a bad thing, because this...
It could be a good thing,
Well, I'm glad you told me that, though, because I would have gone in with the wrong expectations.
Again, there were funny aspects of it, there were funny elements of it, but I don't know. Like, they did a great job with just telling the story about making of this movie and how Wiseau was just out of his fucking mind.
Cool.
So, I don't know. Check it out. If Franco doesn't get the Academy Award for that, there's something wrong, because that was fucking awesome.
What, for lead actor?
His performance was fucking awesome, as Tommy Wiseau. The second movie I saw was All the Money in the World, which Kevin Spacey was wiped from the history books.
So you had high expectations for this one.
This one?
Yeah.
After
they did the reshoots,
it got me really interested in it, and... I can tell you one thing. I'm a little pissed off at Ridley Scott for doing this, because he didn't need to. In my opinion, I think he only did this so that he could get recognition for taking a piece of shit, quote. I mean, I'm not going to say he isn't, but taking a piece of shit out of the movie.
Right.
That's the only reason he did it.
How many more people do you think went and saw it because of
that? I don't think it had anything to do with the people. I just think it had to do with getting a nod at the awards this year.
I think you're right.
And again... Not that you can't do that, but seriously, dude, if that's really what your goal is. I mean, and Plummer was really good. I mean, it was fine. There was only one scene that looked off, and it was when he was in and you see in the preview when he's in the desert, Kevin Spacey. I don't know if you saw the preview for this movie or not, but there's a scene where...
Wait. There was an actual preview with Kevin Spacey?
Yeah. We can look it up after this. But
you can, I know you said this, but like I didn't believe it, but I want to see it. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to write it down to make sure I remember that. But anyway, the movie itself was pretty fucking dry and pretty long.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it was like, the story itself is okay, but it's like, why do I give a fuck about these rich assholes?
I mean,
it's like, seriously, like, this kid is a twat. And then to go into the history of this family... They're fucking pieces of shit.
Every single goddamn one of them wasn't really intriguing or anything.
Not really. It was whatever. And with the new recut, it made it look like it was really going to be this intense spy kind of movie.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. It was really long, really dry. And
trailer I've seen is only the new trailer. And I'm like, that looks like a good movie.
It looked much better than the original preview did. But the original preview actually did it justice. Like, that's what the movie was, you know? So, I don't know. I'm going to have to give this one pretty low rating, in my opinion, just because it was like, God damn, can this be fucking over yet? But, yeah, there's only one scene that looked off, and that was when Christopher Plummer was out in the desert with the Saudis, and it looked like he was superimposed, like pasted right over the fucking top of whoever was there before. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how I feel about that, because it's sort of like the George Lucas thing, you know?
Yeah,
where it's like you're just doing this for a fucking Oscar nod, you piece of shit. Like,
yeah,
and I'm okay with it, I guess. But it's just like, come on.
Like, what he could have done is held it for another year,
right?
And they've done that before. They put movies on the shelves for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Some don't even get released.
Yeah. And so, this is one of, like look at what's his face this year? Last year. I Love You, Daddy, or what was it?
The Woody Allen one.
Woody Allen. Oh, yeah, with, what's his face? Jack Offer.
No, that wasn't Woody Allen. I Love You, Daddy, yeah.
The Jerk Offer. What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Louis C.K.
Yeah.
They shelved that fucking movie.
Right.
I don't know why they didn't do that.
Who knows? Maybe that movie will come out sometime. But another movie that was shelved was Cabin in the Woods. It was shelved for a couple of years.
Like, really?
But Chris...
Hemsworth.
Became Thor. Oh. So they're like, hey, we're going to release this goddamn movie.
That was pretty good.
It was awesome. I was like, why the fuck is this on a shelf? Such bullshit.
And then I saw Father Figures with Ed Helms and Owen Wilson.
Okay.
I heard that from the reviews I've read, that movie was not very good. Like,
if you're unable to hear the movie at the Dirt Bowl, it was so quiet. I don't understand it. But
they were saying that like just Owen Wilson and Ed Helms just didn't really even seem like they wanted to be there. Weren't that funny. Just basically play kind of what they are, but with less interest.
I guess. There were some pretty funny parts. I'll spoil a little bit. At the end, when Ed Helms has been in a dry spell because he just got a divorce and he hasn't slept with anybody. But then he ends up sleeping with this girl. And they end up going to the funeral of the guy that they think is their dad, and she's there, and they think that it's their sister. And Owen Wells is like downplayed it, like, dude, it's not a huge deal if you fucked your sister. And then after they resolve it that it wasn't her or whatever, it's like, yeah, it's kind of a big deal that you fucked your sister. It's fucked up. And then we saw the Greatest Showman. This is one that you probably like, Cole, because
Hugh Jackman.
It's Hugh Jackman.
I don't care about him.
You love him.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
You know one movie I liked him in? The one where he was the magician, and that was pretty much
it. Prestige? That was good.
That was an awesome movie. And other than Wolverine, I don't know anything else he's ever done other than being Wolverine.
Les Mis? He was Jean Valjean.
I knew he was in that. I never seen that. I never cared.
Anyway.
I dreamed a dream when I was dreaming.
Hey, was he in the sequel? Les Mis 2?
No, there wasn't one. This is it. Because this is another musical. And I went into this super excited because the lyricist from La La Land, love that fucking movie, was in this. Or he had done the music, so I'm looking forward to it. And the preview for it looked fucking awesome because
so
you
walked in like full attention, like hard.
It was.
Yeah.
I was. And I was like
standing at a salute.
And then I walked in that theater and my nips got super hard too because it was so cold. And I'm like, fuck yeah, we're ready to do this.
Right.
And then it wasn't that great. The best song you see in the preview of the movie. So it's like, okay. And this is about Barnaby, or what's his name? The circus guys.
Oh, Barnum and Bailey.
Barnum and Bailey. It's about their story.
Okay,
and
in a musical,
and it was dumb.
In a musical, it was okay. Everyone was like, they painted the picture of this Barnaby being this wonderful guy, and he was an asshole. And dude, like this movie portrayed him as a fucking asshole. Like he was a piece of shit. The dancing, I will say this: the choreography in this was fucking awesome. And you know how last year...
What do you think is going to happen here? Because you know, like, any studio or whatever is like, oh, La La Land last year? We have to have a musical this year again. Because La La Land, what was the other one? Huge Jackman.
Les Mis.
Yeah.
I don't think it will. It just didn't have the punch of La La Land or even Les Mis. I mean, it just didn't have...
And was there any other...
Maybe it would win like best any choreography other, from what he said.
If there is, I don't know if there's an Oscar for that, but if there is, it definitely should be. But I don't know. It was just
costumes,
yeah,
stuff like
costumes
that.
Are it pretty might good.
Could get nominated for that. Remember how Suicide Squad won that one year?
Yeah, that's true. Even though Killer Croc looked like shit.
Right?
I just want to say, I did convince somebody who should know much better that there was a Les Mis 2. I just brought it up, like, hey, have you seen Les Mis 2? And they're like, no, I haven't. When did that come out? I'm like, I'm just making shit up, dude.
I'm an asshole. Jeez, Cole. So, out of all the movies I saw this week, I'd probably say that Disaster Artist was the best, and I think that Franco will get a nod for it. I really do.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
A nod. All right.
I definitely think he'll win it.
We should place bets right now. Who?
Well,
he
won last night for a Golden Globe.
Did he?
He did.
All right, let's do our votes next week. and then see what happens on Oscar
time. He's not going to hang out with me for the next month until the Oscars are. He's going to be trying to catch up on Oscar movies all for the next month.
I've seen them all. I've seen them all with the Dirt Mall Pass.
The Goon, The Last of the Enforcers, came out on Netflix. Me and Elijah wanted to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
It started slow. I would say it's.
I didn't think so.
The first maybe the third of the movie for me, I thought it started slow. I felt like Jay Baruchel. I know Taylor hates this actor anyway, but he's the guy who directed it.
Jay Baruchel.
And wrote it.
Is he the guy that played it in the first one?
Yeah, just look him up on your phone because you're not talking
now.
Go ahead. Taylor, you don't like him. But he wrote
the first one. I don't know if he directed the first one.
I don't know either.
But he wrote the first one.
But him and Elijah Cuthbert.
Let me tell you something about this guy.
They felt wasted to me. Like the. His character.
Well, he wrote his character, so I think he put his character in for really maybe twice in the movie. He kind of held himself back. I thought that was.
The character seemed changed now. Instead of kind of being like the skinny, loudmouth, like dipshit trying to be tough, now they just kind of made him gay. Or, you know.
You made a joke
not
here.
Not gay, but you know, like a guy who would go both ways if paid money.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Elijah Cuthbert, she felt wasted. They made a big deal about her being in this.
And she
was going to be the sister who's the party girl and stuff.
Yeah.
She had one good line in the whole thing. The rest, she was just pretty annoying. There was some recycled jokes from the first one, especially with those two Russian hockey players that like to pick on the goalie. About pissing in his mother and stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Which is funny, but they were kind of recycled jokes.
Right, they were. Plus, I didn't have any, what was that one line from the first? I haven't seen the first one for a while, but when the Canadian guy was like, was it like two rules or something like that? He's like, one, do you have any Percocet? And...
Don't touch my Percocet. And two, do you have any Percocet? Yeah.
Not Canadian accent.
That guy's he was awesome in that. He was the goalie that they always pick on. It wouldn't be a movie that could stand on itself. You have to watch the first one to really.
It is,
you know. T.J. Miller's character. We were talking about him earlier. His character of like a foul mouthed sports anchor.
Yeah,
that's stale as fuck, ass. Dude. How many movies have they done where sports?
Quite a bit. It's definitely a rehashed thing.
Yep.
But it did make me chuckle.
It didn't make me chuckle at all. Mostly because it was a watered-down version of Jay Baruchel in the first one. Because he was already doing that for that community access thing.
Right, right.
And he was better at it.
Right.
You know? I don't know. It was a good movie, especially after you get through the first third of it. Things started picking up. But I anticipated a lot more from it than what actually...
I'm going to watch it.
It definitely isn't as funny as the first one, but... I thought a lot of jokes landed with me.
There was, yeah.
And I was cracking up.
That's because they're all dick and fart jokes. Of course they landed with you, dude.
And a lot of it's just so stupid. That Jay guy, I didn't even realize he wrote that first one.
Oh, you didn't?
And I wasn't even a fan of him before that.
Oh, I think he's funny.
And now I really like that guy, finding out like he wrote this one and directed this one. So that's really cool.
I would have to say for his directing, the hockey fights were awesome.
Dude.
They were cool.
And some of the hockey shots in general.
Dude, he was using blood like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
There was one part where somebody threw a punch and I was like, wow, that is some WWE bullshit. Because it missed by like a mile and the dude goes flying.
Yeah.
Other than that, the fights were great.
Yeah, fights were great, and it was also awesome to see what's his name from the first one?
Doug the Thug, Sean William Scott.
Who he had fought in the first one?
Oh yeah,
back
Liev Schreiber.
Yeah, and Liev Schreiber as sort of a
kind of a mentor.
Yeah,
and a friend.
Figure. Yeah. That was cool.
You remember the black dude that he fought, that Liev Schreiber fought? They both fought him in the first one. He had the...
First one, I haven't seen it for...
Oh, they had... There was a black dude with long dreadlocks. He also had a little cameo in there in the big fight when they were all, like, 10 guys fighting each other.
Okay, when they all went together.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he was from the first one, too, but he didn't get a speaking role in this one, I don't think.
No. Well, maybe there was a line, but that would have been it.
Yeah. No, it was a fun movie, but it was hard for me to get through the first third of it, and it was actually kind of
first 9 minutes I thought were hilarious.
It was,
and then it took 9 minutes, and then like then the intro or logo came on. Then it was like Goon 2, Last of the Enforcers. I was like, wow, that took 9 minutes. But I didn't realize it was 9 minutes because it was a lot of dick and fart jokes. And I found it hilarious.
All right, so for the last segment, actually it's like three segments going to roll into one tightly little ball that we're going to keister.
Okay.
Keister!
So
we're going to do... the urine review.
The urine review.
Spelt like PP. Urine review.
And then I've got three sodas for us to try.
Oh, three sodas.
And that's why we get to listen to this awesome music, too.
And then I've got presents for you guys, too.
Yay, presents. Oh, my
why?
God. From you?
Here's why.
Yeah, why?
Because you guys got me stuff, and I felt bad.
I didn't get anything for him.
Then I saw these things, and I'm like...
I'm giving Elijah his noisemaker. These things are going to be great.
So the three sodas that we're going to try today, I saw at a store, and I'm like, I haven't tried any of these, and I think they're going to be great.
That one's going to suck. Let's start with that
one. It's called Fest. It's got a bunch of records on it.
No question here.
Sure.
Are there any more canned oysters or anything like that?
No, sorry, man. Okay. It's called Fest, and it's a bourbon cream soda.
Okay.
But there's no bourbon in it that I'm aware of. Okay. The second one is called New Grape. It's a grape, but apparently, from what I hear, this is the grapiest of all grape sodas.
Oh, shit, I want to try that
one. This is the one that I want to try, too.
So if you're getting graped, it's happening tonight. And then the last one is called Ale 8, and it's some sort of
ginger ale.
Have you ever had this one?
Not that one.
Oh, okay. Well, this is.
But I like a good ginger ale.
This is a new experience for all of us. All right, Cole, pour
these
out.
Can we start with those two and end with the grape one? Because that's going to be the best.
Sure. All right, Cole.
So while you're pouring these... From this year, the past year, last year, this was the best off-the-cuff joke. Just made up on the spot. And that honor belongs to Elijah. Talking about Sam Jackson, if he were in Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
You remember your line? Sam Jackson would be in it just so he could say this one line.
Speak Klingon, mother.
Oh. No. Close. It's Klingon, motherfucker. Yeah. Do you speak it? I love that, dude. That shit made me crack the fuck up. What the heck? What happened to my music?
All right, here's the AL8. Let's give it a try, guys.
All right, to ginger.
To ginger. Ginger's everywhere. You know, hey, before we go, this is going to be a lot better than our shots that I make you get.
This is better than the shots. It's not. I don't like the ginger ale a lot, but I don't hate it neither.
Yeah.
It's
ginger not bad.
Ale. Ginger ale.
Best new cast member.
Tastes like ginger ale.
Who is our best new cast member?
New cast member?
Very temporary cast, or very, very, very seldom seen cast member. I'd say Uncle Vinny.
Oh, Uncle Vinny
would probably be.
You guys forgot about Uncle Vinny, huh?
I didn't forget.
What the fuck? That's Taylor's asshole, Uncle Vinny.
Yeah, never met the guy.
Thanks for showing up. On the fucking podcast.
Well,
I asked him if
he would join us for tonight. He told us to fuck off. So
he said he'd come on next week. What a dick. My favorite new segment. The food review. That was Taylor's idea, I think. Taylor had an idea for something that everybody does, and I think it's a good segment, the food review. We could have done this under the food review.
We
drink this.
Poop review, too. Everybody does that.
Nope.
How's that food review go?
How does the song go?
Yeah.
Two of my favorite things are...
Keep going. You're good.
Trying out new food and eating out your mom. But your mom's not here, so I guess we'll do a review.
Cool.
I'm done with this ginger ale.
I thought I had that.
All right, so the next one here is that bourbon cream soda. I don't know how this is going to be.
Bourbon
cream. It smells cream better soda. Than the ginger ale.
Ooh, smells really good.
Bourbon oh, yeah, I'll fuck with that.
Soda.
That is some good shit.
Hmm?
Mr. Bitch over here said it was going to be disgusting.
I thought it was going to be disgusting. Why would you want cream soda that's flavored like bourbon, but it's awesome?
That's really good.
It's pretty good.
My favorite guest this past year. We had a few, but I can really only remember
the comedians. They were all on the podcast.
No.
Yes, they were.
No. I mean, we had them, but they were not my favorite.
All right.
They were mine.
I liked one of them a lot. The rest of them I was like, yeah, you were nice people. You were cool. I was down with you. But my favorite was Sneaky the Sneakster.
Sneaky. Did you see that he's
making a music video on Wednesday. So
are we in it?
You can show up. You can go to the 1603 on Main Street as an extra. He says the one requirement is to dress to impress. So look nice.
I'm definitely going to wear my wrestling shirt.
I got to be working.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
No, you got to wear like a tie and some shit. Remember the video we did, the pizza video?
Yeah.
You got to look like that, dude.
What if I just show up in a wrestling shirt? What's he going to do? Kick me off?
He probably won't shoot you. The best time I had with you two. Nothing comes to mind. No, I really like going to Wizard World Comic Con in Minneapolis with you guys.
That was a lot of fun.
That was fun. Especially the caricature and just all the dumb stuff we did.
Oh, my God.
Seeing John Barrowman.
That was cool.
Taylor's not coming to Minneapolis with me next month, so I guess we have to figure out another trip to do. But Elijah's probably going to come, right?
Cool. To watch hockey. I'm
tentative.
Yeah, very tentative, because I have another trip the month after. We're going to Vegas.
I don't like you guys anymore. You guys aren't my friends.
Well, I'm trying to figure this trip out.
All right. Best new song. I already said that last week. Colon Sports. That was by Romeo. I like that song. You going to try your grapes out of here?
Here we go. This is New Grape. Let's see how it goes down.
It is really grapey. That's like a popsicle, melted popsicle. That's good.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Worst thing to
it's all right. I think I like the other one.
The bourbon one?
Yeah.
I think I like the grape one, but the bourbon one's really good. The worst thing that ever happened.
Grape's good.
Worst thing to happen this past year was Elijah used a clip from Dexter when the Trinity Killer tells his wife to shut up, cunt.
That was Taylor's
and that
idea.
Has totally opened the floodgates with Taylor just overusing the word cunt ever since then.
I'm just trying to, desensitize our society.
I think you've tried to use that at least three times every episode and sometimes three times every minute.
I haven't said it once today.
Not tonight, yeah.
Well. All right. Well that was
pretty much my urine review. So, I don't know. So let's have a nice 2018 and try to get through another year before we all murder each other.
Yeah.
Well, you might murder me after you guys look at these gifts that I got you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot there was gifts.
Oh, shit. Are we doing this?
Leave the song on.
I will say this. So, first of all, last year's gift I got you guys, I got something cool for Cole, or for Elijah. Cole's wasn't that cool.
I have it up in my house.
Do you?
It is up in my house.
Oh, so you're going to do a little vice versa shit here.
A little bit. Well, first of all. Didn't
you get him a picture of a strange family?
Yeah.
One time I did.
Yeah, they're still in my apartment.
Here's two kids dressed in red.
Hey, those guys are gangster as fuck. So, I got Cole the cooler thing this time, in my opinion, but maybe you'll think yours is cool, too. I don't know. Did a little thrift store shopping, a.k.a. thrifting, a.k.a.
Oh, wait, when did the Ninja Turtle fucking shit come from?
That came from the powwow.
That was powwow. Oh, yeah. Celebrate Native American culture.
The Ninja Turtles that were made in Hong Kong. For like a dollar, and that Taylor spent like $9 on.
So this is to help you get ready for your Vegas trip, Elijah.
Yeah,
that's coming up here in March. You said, right?
Uh huh.
Okay. And Cole, I got this for you because you're grumpy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
you're an asshole.
I'm in a really nice mood tonight.
So this might change your mind. So go ahead, see what you guys think. See if this is.
Well, who's gonna open them?
Oh, I guess you are.
This one's mine. I should go first.
Where's his?
Right here, in my hand.
Oh.
Oh, it feels like a shirt.
Oh, don't bend yours.
whoops. What the heck is that?
It's like getting ready for his Vegas trip, dude.
Is that a Rastafarian cat in a hat?
It's like a hat.
Oh, you dropped your...
The carrot...
carrot top hat. Nice.
I got a carrot top cup.
Nice.
What is that glass? Fuck?
No.
Oh, it's just plastic.
Hey, but it comes from the Luxor, so...
Nice.
Look at this hat.
And you have a Jamaican Rastafarian cat in the hat.
How the fuck do I wear this?
With pride. That's how you wear it.
Just like this?
Make it go straight up, dude.
I don't know how.
It looks okay.
There you go.
There you are.
Looks really good. Remember when those were cool?
No.
I remember when people wore them. I don't remember when they were cool. All right. Okay. Now I can see why you said don't bend this. It feels like glass. Oh, wait. Cardboard on the side. It's a picture for sure. Garfield?
Yeah.
You know what? My grandma actually used to have that in her basement.
Maybe that's where it came from.
I was going to say, did you take this from my place?
Well, you have one of those too?
I had one of these.
Well, if you don't, you have one now.
You can hold on to that too.
I'll trade you.
Mine actually had mirror all around it. I don't know what the fuck happened on this shit.
I think it's made to look distressed or something.
This actually was on the original. I know that.
No, I'm talking the actual glass around the Garfield.
I think it's supposed to look like that.
Yeah, nope. It's supposed to be a mirror like this.
No, he's talking about like the shit, the distressed look.
Oh, you mean the gold stuff?
Yeah, that's not supposed to be there.
Yes, it is.
Let me see that.
And it's supposed to match that outside cardboard thing. That was how it was sold, like that.
Mm. Cool.
I think my uncle Kevin or my aunt Carol had one of those.
That looks so fucking stupid, though. Why would they have all that shit around? Like,
because it's fancy.
Dude, it was the 70s, man. They just did weird shit back then.
That's fucking stupid.
You mean Snoopy?
That's Garfield, dude.
That's stupid.
You can keep it, dude.
No, I already got hat. You want to switch? No. You want to wear my hat?
No, he just bought us garbage. I'll take the
garbage.
I'll take the carrot top cup. That thing's garbage. Actually awesome.
Wow.
the price tags on this one, 99 cents.
Nice.
Thanks.
No problem, man.
All right. Well, thanks for the garbage, Taylor.
No problem. Anytime.
I'm gonna take a shot of grape drink.
For Comic-Con Koozie, I am Cole Wise.
Taylor Billings.
He was too. And I am Elijah the Kirby Stomp. And have a week.
Stop trying to get your wrestling name over.
Kirby Stomp, man. I like the fucking shit. Yeah, but like a... It's actually my sister's that got passed down to me. But I still have, like, a Hulk Hogan one that has the same goddamn frame.